Scott, when we spoke last night, you'd had a half century and a 5-wicket haul today, 188 runs, and you've helped steer Durham from really tricky waters this morning to possible safety in this game now.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a pretty special day for myself, and all special sort of couple of days with the 5 for yesterday and the big 100 today. It's always nice to get 100, but to go on and kick on and get a sort of big one is really sort of a satisfying moment.
When you started this morning, you were only halfway to where you needed to be to avoid the follow-on. You needed another 192, and you lost Paul Collingwood, second over of the day. We weren't sure whether Bryden Carse was going to be able to come out and bat or not, so it was looking like a monumental task at that point in time.
Yeah, I think obviously the plan was this morning was to build partnerships and to get as many as we could and get as close as to the follow-on as possible. And I thought, so I'm unlucky to lose Collie in that second over, like you say, but I thought Ryan batted really well and it was a good partnership. And then young Carsey came out and it was an unbelievable, selfless, calm, composed innings. And he timed the ball as well as anyone, really. It was a shame he got out because he really did deserve a 50. And yeah, for him to come out and bat on one leg and play the way he did was a great partnership. And like I say, it got us close. And then Rushy hung around and unfortunately, Bunny just sort of missed a decent ball from Manny Gurney, but it was a good sort of effort this morning by everyone, and it was nice to get up to sort of under 100 of their score, and it put the pressure back on them going into that sort of third innings. And lucky for us, they've got a bit of a partnership tonight. But if we sort of kick on the morning and ball well, and keep the run rate down and keep it nice and tidy, then you never know if we can try and force a result.
I know how proud your family are when they're watching you, and they've seen quite a lot of your big innings over the years, yeah. Both home and away. They were all here again in numbers today. You got 188. You ran out of partners in the end.
Yeah, it's nice to have them down. They've been down all 3 days, so I'm sure they'll be proud, and I'm sure my dad will have a beer tonight. Yeah. So I'm sure he's proud.
You did get one which seemed to ricochet off you and go towards the gully area, and initially it looked like you'd been given out, but then you took your helmet off and you were saying to the umpires it hit the helmet. Yeah. What went on there?
It was actually a decent bouncer from Harry Gurney. I was trying to sort of keep the strike, and I tried to just, I think in normal circumstances I probably would duck the ball, but with Batman with Bunny I was trying to get off the strike, and I tried to sort of pull one, was probably a bit too fast and a bit too high, and it hit me straight on the badge and went in the air. I was actually alright. It was just the fact that if it cracked the helmet. Yeah, it was a decent bouncer from Harry Gurney.
You weren't given out though, were you?
No.
We thought maybe the umpire had given you out and then changed his mind. We couldn't tell.
No, that didn't happen. I think it was just straight off the badge and in the air. I think they jokingly appealed, but Nick Cook always having none of it, I think.
Yeah. Well, as your innings developed today and you got up to 150 and then up towards 200, Twitter was awash with people saying you should be in the England squad. I don't know if you're aware, but they've announced they're going to keep the same 12 men for the third test today.
Oh, well, it's that's out of my control, you know. It's all I can do is put performance in, you know. That is at the back of my mind, you know. It's not something I'm thinking about. It's people can have opinions and say that, but all I need to do is to keep putting performances for Durham and keep putting standout performances in and hopefully push and win games for Durham as well. I think that's my main goal at the moment.
574 runs in the championship this season. We've got 5 centuries this calendar year, including 2 with Wellington. Average of 82 in the championship. You've never given England a thought?
I mean, I've played a test match before, and it's always been a big ambition to get back in ever since I did play. But you know, it's massive cliche and stuff. You know, you want to keep focusing on the next day and the next innings for Durham and stuff, but I mean, if it comes, then brilliant, but all I can do now is to put performances in for Durham, and if that's good enough, then hopefully I get the nod. But if not, then I'll just keep trying my best for Durham.